As Beth and I met to make decisions about the various elements of our service today, both of us quickly realized that with today's topic, the chalice lighting words by Bernadette R. Burns were perfect about building religious community. Let's hear again a portion of that reading. We bring a myriad of talents, ideas, needs, and styles. Yet within this diversity, there is a common bond between us. We love this fellowship, and we're willing to work together to improve and strengthen this community of ours and our lives. This statement is true for those of us here today. It has also been true for those who came before us. There have been many who've come before us. They built and kept alive the religious community that we now make up. I wish I could acknowledge all of them today, but I can't. There are far too many. While I can't name them all, I can say that I appreciate them and what they did to make it possible for all of us to be together here today in this, our home. This year, our fellowship enters its 60th year. For 56 of those years, we had no place of our own. We met in places that belonged to others. This has been only about 3 years since we acquired this building, thanks to a generous gift. Shortly after we moved in, we had to move out again. The original building was too small for our needs, and we needed to do a major remodel to make it adequate. It took most of a year for the remodel to be completed, and many in this fellowship put in time and effort as the remodel was in process. That gave us the opportunity to see what it takes to build a physical structure. It takes concrete for the foundation and the floor, which is under the carpet, wooden boards and beams for the framing, walls, and roof, nails, screws, and bolts to hold all the wooden pieces together, plastic and metal piping, and all kinds of wiring to connect things, like the lights, the heat, and the sound system to make all of them functional. If you look around, you can easily recognize what it takes to construct a building. But a building isn't a religious community. What does it take to build a community? And more specifically, a religious community? Boards and beams, nails, screws and bolts, piping and wiring just won't do. So what does it take? And who are the builders? Let me begin with the second part of that question, since it's the easiest and the fastest for me to answer. Each and every one of you, of us, are the builders. Look around you and notice the faces of all the fellow community builders in this room. And you can think about those who aren't here, because there are a bunch who aren't here. They must have gotten blown away instead of in this morning. Before I go into what it takes, I want to identify and recognize the builders of the community in a more specific way. To do this, I will need your help. I'll need your help because I want everyone in the room to see and acknowledge those who've been building this religious community over the past weeks, month, year, or more. I want to start with this year's board members. I know there's a bunch of you here. I'd like this year's board members to stand up so we can acknowledge you. Where did Tanya go? I know she's here. She's probably preparing for the annual meeting. Thank you. Have a seat. You'll see her later at the annual meeting. Okay, now, because we're going to be doing a bunch of this, from now on, I'm just going to have people raise your hands. Committee members, how many people in this room are on a committee? Look around. Okay. Now, task force members, how many of you are on a task force? Great. And how about social action program leaders? Pro Fork and Spoon, for example, Family Promise, Food Bank, and the UFB Environmental Action Group. The group was meeting up here, the social action group, this morning when I got here. All right, now, women's group and men's group organizers. Great. Now for the people who make services like this possible. First, musicians, pianists, like Laurel. Other instrumentalists. Anybody else here who has played instrumentally during a service? No, okay. Singers, that means all of you who've sung in the choir. Raise your hands. And next, lay leaders. How many of you have been a lay leader in the last year? Great. And lay speakers. How many of you have gotten up here? And this includes, by the way, Reader's Theater. I know there's more. Great. How many hands went up? Lots. That's what it takes to build a community. Each of you are the builders. Thank you for doing your part. At this point, I want to shift my focus. So far, I've been talking about the builders, the people who don't just construct, but also maintain this religious community. Now I want us to think about what these builders need in order to make this community strong, stable, and resilient. I would propose these builders need tools, resources, and attributes that are necessary to do the building. Now, I'm not going to attempt to mention all of the tools, resources, and attributes that may be needed, but I will mention a few that I believe are essential in order to make this work. First of all, commitment. If you notice in your order of service, commitment was the title of our reading this morning. Without commitment, relationships, which are what it takes to make communities, simply can't thrive. They may last for a short period of time, but they die. It takes caring, concern, and compassion about those in this community as well as those beyond our walls. Those who we reach out to assist or support in ways both large and small. And it takes curiosity about new people who come to visit or join us, as well as what is and or what can be possible for this religious community as well as the larger world. That's a big part of the social justice work we do. And how about humility? You may go, humility? Why does it take humility? Well, if you already know you have all of the correct and needed answers, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to build community. Because if you've already got all the answers, then the ones the other folks have don't count. And it takes openness and resolve. Openness and resolve to learn, to grow, and to consider possibilities. That ties back to the humility. And then it takes investment. It takes an investment of time, talent, energy, knowledge, and last but not least, and this is not a pitch at this point in time, that'll be later, financial resources. As I said, this is only a partial list. A list that I'm certain has left out many tools, resources, and attributes. I look forward to hearing what you would add to the list. And I look forward to hearing from some of you what you want to offer, not just to this list, but to the ongoing building of this religious community. There will be plenty of opportunities in the future. As I hope you're all aware, about an hour from now, the members of this fellowship will have the opportunity to vote on some of the leaders who will need to utilize all of the tools, resources, and attributes that I just mentioned as they take on the responsibility of being members of the UFB board in the coming year. Being a member of the board is not a casual walk in the park. If it was, I'm sure many more of you would have volunteered to step forward to take that walk. But don't be disappointed or dismayed if your name isn't on the slate that will be voted on today. I am sure that if you make it known you are ready, willing, and eager to serve, the members of the Governance and Leadership Committee will be eager to have a conversation with you. Members of that committee, raise your hands so they know who to talk to. All right, you got it? Don't miss them. They will be delighted to chat with you about ways that you can serve this growing, thriving, and continually changing religious community. Finally, I want to mention one more thing that is needed to build a religious community, and that is gratitude. Without gratitude, a religious community can only flourish for a short time. In communities, gratitude is equivalent to water and nutrients for a plant. If all plants get is sunlight, those plants may go through a short growth spurt, but the plant will soon shrivel and die. Just as plants need water and nutrients to grow to full maturity, the members of a community need to know that gratitude is felt for who they are and for what they do. With that awareness at the forefront of my mind, I want to express my gratitude to all who have helped build and continually rebuild this fellowship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a blessing to this religious community. May your lives be blessed at least as much as you bless one another with your presence, with your efforts, and with your support. So may it be.